Okay, good in Yud Beis Adar Mamash a day before Zman Ki Lechohi Shvizochem Mitzvah Shem to gather all together in Yerushalayim. Let's say five short ideas from the world of Babav on Purim Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Lunch with the Nishos, my wife's grandmother Rachel Parabas of Moshe. So first let's start off with the Kiddusha Sion. Kiddusha Sion was the second Babav Rebbe who the Nazis killed in Machshimam in 1941, but his Torah lives on here in Boca Raton and throughout Be'ez Hashem our Neshamas. Pazik says in Megillas Esther, "Yom Hamalach Esther b'Mishta Hayayin Mashal Azich V'Nasin Lach Ma'bekash Azich Atzchatz Yamalchus V'Seos." Basically, Achashverosh asked him, "Esther, whatever you want, up until half the kingdom I give you." The Gemara says at the end of the day, not the base of Mikdash. Very good. Says the Babav Rebbe, "What's a deeper idea here?" Atzchatz Yamalchus. He says every mitzvah. There's two parts to mitzvah. You have the chelak ha'maisa and the chelak ha'machshava. You have the action and you have the machshava. Says the Yitzhahar's job. And the Achashverosh is the klipa of the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, says the Babav Rebbe, according to Sarma Kedoshim, is that the action's okay. But he wants to be able to, the Yetzirah wants us to be able not to have the Machshava. He wants to be able to, the Machshava should be tainted and should be faulted. You want to go daven? Daven. But he shouldn't be with a fiery davening. He shouldn't be with emotion. At the end of the day, Al Chatzi HaMalchus, what was he saying? Al Chatzi HaMalchus, meaning at the end, you should only have half the Maisa. You should have the Maisa, but not the Machshava. How do I know that Malchus here refers to Olam HaMachshava and Olam HaMaisa? She quotes the Gemara in Ervin, Daf Sarihei Amar Alf, Nichnas Yayin Yatzah Sod. When a person has Yayin, wine, the secrets come out. Babav Rebbe, his father, the original Rav Shlomo Babav, said, you have to look, Nichnas Yayin Yatzah Sod means, look at the word Sod. Sod is Samach Vav Dalet. You have to spell out the word. Samach is Samach Mem Chaf, Vav is Vav Vav, and Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tuf. He said, if you take the inner, Nichnas Yayin Yatzah Sod, if you take the inner letters of the word Sod, besides the Samach Vav and Dalet, it spells out Gematria Malchus. Says the Bava Rebbe, Kiloimer, Gisha Nichnasim Nisudas Hayan Bapurim, when a person drinks wine Bapurim, and you get in Mamish intoxicated, and you get involved in the Kedusha of Purim, and everyone on their own level, and you have to make sure we're doing Lashem Shemaim, Shemitzvah Laharbas Oz Besimcho Beshias Hayan, Al Shanit Solo Miles Meetzes HaMachshersh, V'Yizgabra Al Haklipos, Oz Yotzah Sod. At the end of the day, you want to know when a person drinks Kedusha B'Tahara, you're being attacking not only the Machshava, but the Maisa. Achashverosh is only worried about the Maisa, no problem. But the Machshava, when you do things for the right reasons, and you're doing it for the right, but you're being to Mimamach the Rabbon Shem, that's Mamach, that's Malchus. You know, Melech is Melech, stands for Moich Lev Kovid. Moich means your brain, Lev, and your heart, and Kovid is your liver. That your moach, and that is at the end of the day, you're fully invested. Anything and everything that comes in your actions comes from that davka from their bonashom. And he says that malach is a gematria, two times ramach, two times 248, because 248 of limbs of the body. And our job is chelik ha'maisav ein al chelik machshava, to be mamach our thoughts and mamach our actions to their bonashom. At the end of the day, Achshver says, "Achatz Yamalchus." You can only do half. The Yitzhar wants to be able to do the Maisa. Our job is to do the Machshava. Nichnasan Yotzah Sod. Sod. If you spell out the word Samach Dovav Dalet, you get Malchus, and Malchus means to be a Mamlech on our Kavanas, to be Mamlech on anything and everything that we do. And Malchus Gimachia 2 times 248. And to be the Meramis to us on the Chelek HaMai Maisa and Chelek HaMachshava to make sure that we're doing it Lashem Shemaim, like the Shulchan Aruch tells us on Reish Lamanaf, idea number one, idea number two on the Kiddush Sion. Kiddush Sion says a beautiful idea when it comes to Meshloch Manos and the Matados of Yonim. He says, Meshloch Manos, he says, Ish the Re'eo, Pashashah, give it to your friend. Ish the Re'eo, who's Klal Yisrael's friend? The Medrash says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Nikra Re'eli Yisrael, we are Kodesh Baruch Hu's friend, beginning of Parshas Yisrael, Al HaPasuk, Re'acha. The We should never in who's the reyacha? Zeh Baruch. At the end of the day, both of these mitzvahs are peep shot. The Baba Rebbe is saying that the Mishloach Manos and Matanos of Yonim refer to the Bonashom. Reyacha, the Re'eyo. Who's Klaisel's best friend? The Bonashom. And how does Matanos of Yonim refer to the Bonashom? We know the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim Perek Beis Yonasi Bechagu Esela. Yonasi is dog Knesset Yisrael. Zohar says and Gemara and Shabbos Mem Tesa. Also, the Yoino refers to Klaisel. So look at the words Matanos le. Av Yonim, the father of the birds, the father of the pigeons, the father of the Yona. Mashloch Manos Ish Dereo Matanos Rev Yonim. We're not just doing it to be able to make kaim the unity, but also Mashloch Manos Ish Dereo to give the Rebonishom Mashloch Manos, to give the Rebonishom Matanos Rev Yonim, to find the Rebonishom in those interpersonal. On the outer exterior, on the exterior, they look like it's all about the Ben Adam Machaveo. But deep down, that down deep, at the end of the day, we could say, I'll be pnimius. When you're really giving Amashach Manos to the child, who are you really giving it to? You're giving it to the Tata, to giving it to the father, giving it to Abba. Because the ultimate, when you're kind to the brother and sister, you're being the ultimate kindness to the Rabbonishom. That's what the Arizal tells us on his tombstone, that a person should be mekabel mitzvah avatar chemocha before they daven. Why? Because when you're nice to your friends and to the family, and you come to your father, and your father gives you whatever and anything and everything you want. Mishlach menos ish to reyu. The Medrash says reya is referring to Rabbonishom. Matos the avyonim Yona. You know Chazal tells Yona is klaisol yoinim. So the av yoinim, the father of the yoinim. Make sure to be able to understand when you do those mitzvahs to find the Rabbonishom, to find a Chodesh Baruch Hu in those Ben Adam L'Chaveros. What a two beautiful insights from the Kiddushah Sion, to Imamach the Rabbonishom in our Maisa and our Machshava, and to also to find the Rabbonishom in Matanos Menosh, Ish Dori Eo Matanos Tevyonim. Now moving on to his son, the Kerem Shlomo, Shlomo Babaver, Shlomo Hamastan, Kerem Shlomo, three ideas from him. Perek Vav, Kerem Shlomo, Babaver Rebbe, Balayla, Hu Nadash Nas HaMelech, Ayomer Lahavi Sefer, HaSichronis Dever Ayomim. That night the king couldn't sleep. We know Chazal tells us that he thought that Haman and Esther were plotting against him, and he couldn't sleep. And he quotes the Manos HaLevi, who quotes his Rebbe, the Gaon Rav Yosef Teitzak, who says, if you look a little earlier on, it says, Vayichto b'sefer divrei hayom of Nemach, Nekim Kain, Madua Korei Oson Kan Sefer Zichronos. Earlier on, he calls it Sefer Divrei Yomim, but now in Perek Vav, it calls it Sefer HaZichronos too. Why the difference? And above Rebbe Kerem Shlomo says, the Medrash tells us, who also couldn't sleep that night. That refers to Rabbonu Shom, Shira es Yisrael Betzara. He saw Chodesh Baruch Hu, saw Klai Yisrael Betzara. And this pasuk is referring, is going on in Chodesh Baruch Hu. Says, look back at the pasuk. So the look back at the pasuk. Lahavi Vayomar Lahavi Sefer HaZichronos, Zivri Yamim. To bring the Sefer HaZichronos. What's the Sefer HaZichronos for the Rabbonu Shom? It's very simple. Look at the Torah, Parshas Besalach. Zos Zikaron B'Sefer. The pasuk says it, Be'enda Parshas Besalach. You have to be able to understand what the Rabbonu Shom does to Amalek. Maksiv Acher, what's word is that it's written Zichron B'Sefer? Ki Mocha Emcha Zecher Amalek B'Tach Shemam Shuram is B'Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She Yagi Azman HaHachri Zer Shom Amalek Zeh Homen HaRosh and Nitzan Zadu Mizer Amalek. At the end of the day, why does it say Zevra Zichronos Davka by our pasuk? Because by our pasuk, their Rabbonu Shom couldn't sleep. Their Rabbonu Shom couldn't sleep. And the word Zikaron is used right before Amalek. And right afterwards, what's their remembrance? Their memory in the Sefer? Ki malcha emcha ezdecha amalek b'tachas shemayim, to be able to get rid of. So Rabbonu Shom couldn't sleep that night because he knew there was time now. It was time now to take down Haman. Yes, Achashverosh couldn't sleep. But you know who also couldn't sleep? It was their Rabbonu Shom. And that's Davka why it says, Bezos Sefer Zichronos. Zichronos referring to Zos Zikaron in Parshas Beshach, which talked about in the Sefer, to be able to write down, to be able to wipe out Amalek's name. And at the end of the day, what a beautiful remez from the Kerem Shlomo. That wasn't the only Achashverosh couldn't sleep. It was time to get rid of Amalek. The Rabbonu Shom took charge. Davka Zikaron, Sefer Zichronos, back referring to the pasuk in Parshas Beshach. Fourth idea. Same Perek Vav. So Haman's Chevra tells them, If Mordechai comes from a Yehudi, you're not going to be able to touch him. What's going on over here? Didn't Haman not know, says the Bava Rabbi? Hello, Haman Yehudi Lamzos. At the end of the day, he knew that he was a Jew. We knew that he was a slave before this whole thing. What's going on over here? Says the Bava Rabbi, he quotes the Esther Rabbah and Medrash, tells us that Mordechai was learning Ma'asif as Itonogas Vlamed Iman Behemet Torah. He was learning Torah with them. And why? La'oir Racham Ishmaim. Because that Kol Kayakov, Yadayanim Yasuf, that Kozman Shatinogas, Mitsafs Makol, Mitokasus, Batu Majoshus, Ein Yadav Yasuf Sholtos. A mother comes from Esav. At the end of the day, Mordechai knew the Koyach of learning Torah, but learning Torah Dafka with the children. And he was so careful to learn with the children as long as his Xer was on Klal Yisrael. Haman wouldn't be able to touch them. So this is exactly what Imi Zera Yehudim. What were they saying to him? If this is Zera Yehudim, Kilomar, Im Mordechai Tzadik Koichal God B'schus Limei Torah, Im Zera Yehudim, Tinoge Shabbos Rabban. The Zera Yehudim, this is just referring to Mordechai, Im Zera Yehudim, Tinoge Shabbos Rabban. If he's learning with the Chevra, he's learning with the children, as lo, tucha, lo, kinofo, tipo, lefanof, you're not going to have any chance. Ki ain eitzav, ain chach, b'neged Hashem. At the end of the day, when Yaakov's learning Torah, Koka Yaakov, any adam day Yisov, the world can't touch us. And specifically when we're learning Torah with the youth, we're learning Torah with the children, with their pure neshamas. At the end of the day, Esav can't touch us. And that's what Dafka, why Mordechai is so carefully able to learn Torah with the children, be able to make sure that Haman couldn't touch them. What an incredible insight for us to be able to make sure we're always learning Koyach, we're always learning with Koyach HaTorah, but specifically with our kids, with our students, and with the kid within in each and every single one of us, how important to be able to specifically make sure and make time on Purim as well. As busy as the day is, we'll be able to make sure to learn Torah with our children. And finally, fifth and final idea from the Kerem Shlomo. The Baba Rebbe writes, "V'Haman nofel al-mita perek zayin." You know, at the end of the day, as Esther accuses Haman, and Achshverosh comes back in, and Haman falls upon her. The Rav Shor quotes one of the Svarim. Shvi'a Pinchas also quotes. If you look at the Rashi Tevas of this, these words, "V'Haman nofel al-mita," the Sefer Chamra Tovar brings down, it's Rashi Tevas Anova. At the end of the day, you want to be able to take down a Malik Davka with Anova. That's not what the Baba Rebbe says. "V'Haman nofel al-mita." He says there are two other places, there's one other place, excuse me, that it says Al Hamita in the Torah. And the Baal Turim, this is before you could put it into your computer and you could figure it out. It says the Baal Turim, Parshas Vayichi, Vayischazik Yisrael Vayeshev Al Hamita. When Yaakov is about to die, he steps up and he puts himself back on the bed. And the other place is here, Vahaman Nof Al Hamita. And we all understand what's the connection between the two. And the Baba Rebbe explains so beautifully. In the schus of Yisrael, beischazik Yisrael, ayishav alamita. In the schus of people waking up early in the morning and be able to learn Torah, specifically learning in the morning, then we're zocha to the haman of alamita. Then we're zocha at the end of the day for haman and all their sham to have all the downfalls. Be able to make sure, says the Baba Rebbe, not only learning Torah with the children, that was the idea number four, be able to make sure that we're learning Torah dafka in the morning, strong Torah in the morning. So we said two ideas from the Kiddush Sion. The first idea we said to Mimamach the Rabbonu Shem in our Machshava and our Maisa. He gave us a nice remez over there. Mashalach Manos, Ishtar Eo, Reyes the Rabbonu Shem, Matzal Sevyonim, Av Yoinim to the Rabbonu Shem, to find the Rabbonu Shem. Oh, even that, any of those interpersonal relationships, that's Dafka Mimamach the Rabbonu Shem as well, to Mimamach his family. And the last three ideas from the Kiddush Sion, the son, the Mekaren Shomo, the first idea, Balayla Lahu, Nadda Shnasa Melech. Why is it mentioned Sefer HaZichronos here? Because the Rabbonu Shem had remembered Zos Zikoron, but Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, he had to remember at the end of the day what's written there, Kimocha Emcha Zecher Malach. He had to remember the Rabbonu Shem had to quote unquote remind himself that it was time to get rid of a Malach. The fourth idea of the Kerem Shomo, when the Haman's Chevra says, Yimzera HaYehudim, he didn't know. No. He was telling the Chevra Haman was telling Haman, Im Zera Yehudim. If this Chevra, if Yaakovin is doing Torah with in the Zera Yehudim, you have no chance. Because the Medrash says, as long as Yaakov's going strong with the kids, Kolko Yaakov, there ain't Adam Deyesov. He can't touch them. Along the Koich of Torah, especially specifically with the children, you can't touch Klai Yisrael when they are learning. And that's why Dafka and Mordechai was so careful to be able to learn Torah as long as they had the Gzera Dafka with the Ketanim. The final idea, why does it say by Nova Alanafa Alamita? He said the Rashi Tevas of the Nova. Good, but that's not the Karim Shoma's idea. He said there are Nova Alamita Dafka in two places. Dafka Alamita is in two places over here in Megillas Esther, and Alamita is also in Parshat Vayechi. Why? What's the connection? Vayischazik Yisrael Alamita. When a person wakes up in the morning, be able to go to the Beis Midrash, be able to go learn Torah before davening. Then we're Zocha, the older Shom have a Nefila in the Schus of Chayso, waking up early, be able to learn Torah. Able to learn Torah, dedicate their lives to their Rebbeinu Shlom. Should be zocha to take these five ideas, the two ideas from the Kiddush Sion, the three ideas of the Kerem Shlomo, and Be'ez Hashem to make the Rebbe's proud, to make the Rebbeinu Shlom proud, and Be'ez Hashem to be able to take these lessons into our lives and have a gevaldik, safe, healthy, and beautiful, amazing, inspiring, lichtiga, holy Purim Be'ez Hashem. Wishing everyone an awesome, lichtiga, fiery, safe, inspiring, incredible Purim Shlach.